Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I sometimes think, what is always so heavy on my heart, and what do I feel God calls me to keep repeating? And that is to learn from His Word, to learn from His Word. And there's so many ways, of course, we can learn, like what we're doing now, you know, being in study. We can learn from being in church, but I also want to encourage people to be in the Word themselves as often as they can. And I find personally that morning time for me, it tells the world, the flesh, and the devil that God is a priority in my life, and it definitely helps me a lot. And I find something, I always find something that is going to be reiterated or be helpful to me. And today, the helpful thing when I was reading this part of scripture was the importance for honesty for me. I realized that in the Bible, there are really places where good people lie. But these places where they are lying is not necessarily for me to imitate. That's one of the things that I learned even in the Bible a lot. Not all accounts are for me to imitate. They are descriptions. They are not somewhere it was said. These events are descriptions and not prescriptions. And so when they are in the Bible, it's not an endorsement of lying, but what it does is that it exposes what the human condition is, what we do when we lie. And so the lessons all the time in the lying, when we think about it, is to go back to God's faithfulness and to live in truth. You know, even when there's a fear of pressure, you know, right in this reading today, we had this, I want to say Gentile, but, you know, this person who does not know the Lord. They don't know the Lord of the Israelites. And when they come to her, it says in verse 3, then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, this is Rahab, bring out these men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, true, the men came to me, but I do not know where they're from. And when the gate was about to be closed at dark, the men went out. I don't know where the men went. And, you know, in the Bible, you know, she's not the only one that lied in the Bible. And, is you know, the story is there. We learn in Genesis when Abraham, he tells Pharaoh that Sarah, you know, Sarah is his sister. We know that Jacob, that was part of the reason he had to run away from home, is that he and his mother lied to his father. But I do know this, in this covenant, you know, God's standard is truthfulness. It's truthfulness. I know that. And there was a Bible verse, it's Titus 1:2. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promises before the ages began. And so, again, and then it's in Ephesians, is Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor. And so, again, there are biblical accounts of good people lying, but again, these are descriptions. It's not for me to follow, but it's for me to learn from. And so let me pray. Father, I am not to lie. Lying runs counter to truth. And the time that I spend crafting a lie would be better spent seeking you for your solution. You are the epitome of truth, of life and freedom. Lies, when I lie, are full of fear and darkness, which is the opposite of who you are, Lord. And so, Father, there are many in the Bible, yep, who lied, but there are many things that I can learn from that. And Father, I pray to look for those who chose not to lie, that rather than even to face the wrath of their enemy. And so, Father, you can teach me, you can train me how not to lie. And that's why I stay in your word, so I can be a strong warrior for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.